谢谢童工，谢谢 George 啊，能够让我们有这样的一个机会，一起来去服侍主。
Thank George, thank the co-workers, and also thank the Lord for giving us the opportunity to serve him.
我们今天呢，一起来去思想一个主题。
So today we'll look at this title.
我们生活在一个混沌动荡的世界当中。
We are living in a chaotic world, in a place with turmoil right now.
这个世界呢，被现代人呢称之为动荡变幻的时代 ，volatility 这样一个字啊，让我们看到这个时代动荡变幻。
And this current state that we're living in right now, we call it volatility.
我们也生活在这样一个难以确定的时代当中。
And we're living in a time of uncertainty.
也有人说呢，这是一个非常复杂繁琐的一个时代。
And some say it's a very complex, a time of complexity.
还有人说呢，这是一个充满了含混不清啊。到处都是说是一个后真相的时代。
And some others say it's a time of ambiguity.
所以有人把这几个字呢连接成一个叫做 VUCA 的一个名字。
And some combine those words into another word, another phrase.
但是呢，在这样一个哪怕是充满了这样一个各种难以确定的时代呢，我们今天还是要思想一个的题目。
And even though all these uncertainties in this world at this current state, we want to ponder upon this topic.
我们如何跟从耶稣的脚踪而行？
And that is, how do we follow the footsteps of Jesus and march forward?
我们在我是今天的讲员陈晓东牧师。
My name is Reverend Chen 晓东。
我是一名的城市的宣教士。
I am a city evangelist.
我戴着两顶的帽子。
I wear two hats.
一顶的帽子呢，就是角声布道团，我们有一个宣教士学院，我在当中负责带领的服事。
I am part of Chinese Christian Herald Crusades, and I am one of the leaders.
同样呢，我们有一个的伙伴的这个的学院呢，叫做基督登台全球学院。
I'm also a partnership of
the Golden Lampstand.
Golden Lamp. Okay, thank you. Golden Lampstand.
这样的一个事工呢，是面向全球职场的门训需要而设立的一个服事机构。
And the Golden Lampstand is mainly towards working fields people.
所以呢，我们这个两个呢，是一个互相配搭的一个服饰的这个结合。
And these two hats that I have, they co-labor with each other, they co-work with each other.
就像 George 刚才才说，我们在这样一个这个才在这个昨天呢，我们一起的经过了一个的培灵布道会。
Just like George mentioned yesterday, we had an evangelical meeting.
我们感谢主呢，在两天的时间里边呢，差不多有500多人次呢参加了这样的一个聚会。
And I thank the Lord that in those 2 days we had about 500 people attend the meeting.
在这500多人次当中呢，我收到最新的消息呢，有41位的弟兄姐妹呢，他们在这个时代当中愿意回应起来呢，成为时代的宣教士。
And the latest news I had, out of the 500 people, 41 of them responded that they want to respond to the calling.
现代人呢，想一听到这个宣教士这个名字的时候呢，觉得好伟大，好遥远。
Nowadays, when we talk about evangelists, they often think it's far out of reach.
好像必须受的领受呢，要差遣到一些非常遥远的地方呢，那才叫做宣教士。
And they think that the calling should be for missionary for out of places, into far places.
好像去到一些的福音难以广传的地方呢，来去做地下工作呢，才能够叫做宣教士。
Going to deep into the villages where gospels cannot be reached, they are considered missionaries.
但是呢，我们知道耶稣基督差遣他门徒出去的时候呢，是给每一位的这跟随者来去发出这样一个宣教的使命。
However, the greatest commission that Jesus had for us was for every single believer, not just those special ones going to deep to places.
大使命的呼召呢，不是只是给那些特别选召的宣教士来去完成的。
And the greatest commission is not exclusively for special missionaries.
今天的宣教告诉我们，我们是 from everywhere to everyone， 从每一个地方向着每一个人来去宣教。
And today it's from everyone to everywhere.
啊，所以呢，我们知道每个基督徒呢，进入到这个生命的国度当中呢。都要起来成为时代的宣教士。
And we also understand that in our life, everyone needs to be a missionary.
教会呢，在它的最本质而言呢，就是一个宣教的教会。
And church, the very foundation of it is a mission church. Church of missions.
说到教会的时候呢，我们对教会呢有不同的了解。
And when we talk about church, we all have different understandings of a church.
今天的题目呢是跟随耶稣的脚踪而行。
Today's title is following the footstep of Lord Jesus.
也许呢，我要增强一下呢这句话的更准确的意思。
I should probably explain and emphasize the point of the title.
就是教会要跟随耶稣的脚踪而行。
And that is the church needs to follow the footstep of Lord Jesus.
但是教会是谁呢?
But the question is, who is the church?
我们就是教会。
And that is us. We are the church.
马丁路德呢，看教会的时候呢，它是一个受苦的教会。
When Martin Luther looked at the church, he says it's a church of suffering.
他就是提醒着跟随主基督的这一群人，我们要背起十字架呢，来去天天跟随主。
And what he's trying to remind us is we have to pick up our cross and follow Jesus.
为什么呢？因为在加拉太书三章十三节呢，这样说：基督为我们受了咒诅，就赎出我们脱离律法的咒诅。
Because in Galatians chapter 3, verse 13, it says, Christ redeemed us from the curse of the law by becoming a curse for us.
所以呢，我们这一群被买赎的子民呢，就天天背起我们的十字架来去跟从主。
So for those of us who have been purchased by the blood of Jesus, we have to pick up our cross and follow him.
但是同样都是这一位的保罗又告诉我们，他说他我当日所领受又传给教会的是什么呢？
But then Paul also says something else, and what he was telling people was.
他告诉我们的第一就是圣基督照圣经所说为我们的罪死了。
And that is, for I handed on you as of first importance what I in turn have received, that Christ died for our sins in accordance with the scriptures.
但是死了的基督呢，还没有把这样的神伟大的救恩呢，完全的来去表达出来。
However, Jesus dying did not show God's salvation fully yet.
如果基督徒的信仰只有受苦节的话呢，那就不是一个完整的信仰。
If the Christian faith only focused on Good Friday, Jesus dying, then it's not complete.
所以保罗告诉我们呢，当基督为我们的罪死了的时候呢，而且埋葬了，又照圣经所说，第三天复活了。
So then Paul proceeds from 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 4, and that he was buried and that he was raised on the third day in accordance with the scriptures.
这是我们对教会的一个描述和了解。
That is a description of church and our understanding of the church.
这是我们常常在讲坛上边也宣告的一件的教会的事实。
And that is also the truth that we proclaim on the pulpit.
但是呢，对我们很多的信徒而言呢，我们有时候呢，对这样一个的感受呢，这样一个神学的真理呢，好像是领受不到的。
Oftentimes with this theological truth, we might not be able to completely comprehend it.
我们更多的时候呢，体会到的教会呢，啊，就用我这个的学习的一个的理论呢，叫做好像一个垃圾桶一样。
So I have this concept, like a garbage can concept, to better explain it.
啊，我们用垃圾桶来去表述教会的时候呢，好像有点大不敬的样子。
When I use this garbage concept to explain about church, it doesn't seem very fitting.
啊，但是呢，这并不是一个贬义的意思。
But this is actually not a negative connotation.
这是在当代做这个任何这个教会组织研究的时候呢，啊，提出来的一种的现象。
This is actually a fact that occurs when we mention about churches.
啊，这样一个的这对这个这种的。我们说这个教会组织的一个研究现象呢，他看到我们整个的教会呢，在神学的真理上边呢，是表达着那么圣经的一个的真理。
So the truth that this model is trying to tell us about church.
但是呢，当我们回到教会的这个具体的实在的运作当中的时候呢，又发现了整个的教会在做决定，在这个向前走行走的时候呢，却是一个非常混乱的一个的过程。
But when we really look into the decision making and the church marching forward, it's actually pretty chaotic.
我们并不像一个的这个军队一样呢，我们在做这个所有的教会的发展、教会的行动的时候呢，我们来去先界定了问题，明白了这个问题，界定了对象，然后去探究可行的方案，啊，评估各种可行的方案，然后做一个最佳选择的方案。
So we are not like military. When we encounter problem, we have a specific solution. We have decision making. We look at the different opportunities and choices we have, and then we conclude with one decision and march forward with it.
我们更多的时候呢，就像这样一个漫画里边的弟兄姐妹一样，坐在这个凳子上边来去举出我们自己的问题出来。
And we are actually more like the cartoon on the right-hand side, where we give our own opinions.
啊，我们每个人都觉得自己是一个持份者，有这样一个发言的权利。
We all think with our own voices, giving out our thoughts.
我们有提出问题的这样一种的权柄。
We have the authority to ask questions.
然后呢，当然我们知道，我们提出问题的时候呢，我们自己心目中可能也有解决的答案。
And when we raise the question, we sometimes already have the answers within our hearts.
但是呢，我们心中有答案的时候呢，我们又想别的人呢来去照着我们自己的答案呢来去的完成这样的事情。
And when we have the answers in our heart, we probe the question. We hope that others will agree with our thoughts in our mind and do what we had in our mind.
啊，所以呢，这样的一种的这个教会的形式，这样一种的教会的模式的时候呢，就形成了在教会的发展里边呢，好像七嘴八舌的这样的一个状况。
And because of our own mindsets within our own, so then when it comes to church decision making, we are very scattered brained and we're very scattered in our decisions.
啊，所以呢，我们就看到呢，当教会呢。常常在面对着这个时代里边啊，圣经真理的呼召和我们这个现实的这个状况之间呢，就产生了这样的一种的差距在当中。
So when we look at the biblical teaching versus our own actual period of our church, we see that there is a disconnect.
啊，所以呢，我们看到好多的教会都是这样子，我们这对很多的议题呢都是七嘴八舌。
And we see that actually occurring in many churches, that there's different thoughts and different mindsets.
然后呢，我们是议而不决，讨论而不做决定。
And we often discuss and communicate, but we don't make a final decision.
然后我们讨论决定了之后呢，而不行，决而不行。
And when we make a decision, we don't move forward with the decision that we make.
所以呢，我们说这种的这个所谓的 garbage can model, 这个 garbage can organization, 啊，有，这个就像一个有组织的无政府组织。
So this garbage can model that we have is if we have a governing group, but we don't have a solid foundation.
我们面对着这样一种的这个处境的时候，我们有没有突破之道？
And when we are facing this kind of garbage can model, do we have a breakthrough?
啊，在我们今天呢，我们听到了这个这个一个的信息，我们要跟从耶稣的脚踪而行。
So today our title is Following the Footsteps of Lord Jesus and March Forward.
当我来去看主的话语的时候，就看到在腓立比书第二章五到十一节那边，保罗如此的说。
So we look into the verse that we are focused on today, Philippians chapter 2, verse 5 to 11.
他告诉我们，我们当以耶稣基督的心为心。
It says, let the same mind be in you that was in Christ Jesus.
他本有神的形象，不以自己与神同等为强夺的，反倒虚己，取了奴仆的形象，成为人的样式。
Who, though he was in the form of God, did not regard equality with God as something to be exploited, but emptied himself, taking the form of a slave, being born in human likeness, and being found in human form.
他说既有人的样式，就自己卑微，存心顺服，以至于死，且死在十字架上边。
He humbles himself and became obedient to the point of death, even death on a cross.
所以呢，神将他升为至高，又赐给他超乎万民之上的名，叫一切在天上的、地上的、地底下的，都因耶稣的名，无不屈膝，无不口称耶稣基督为主，是荣耀归于天父。
Therefore, God also highly exalted him and gave him the name that is above every name, so that at the name of Jesus, every knee should bend in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father.
这都是我们非常熟悉的经文。
This is actually a scripture that we are very familiar with.
让我们从今天所熟悉的经文里边，我们再一次的思想，在这个世代当中，教会如何跟从着耶稣的脚踪而行。
And through the scripture, let us learn and understand how we follow the footstep of Lord Jesus.
我们看到呢一件的事情呢，就是说，在这个时代当中，我们要来去跟随耶稣的时候，啊，我们要以耶稣基督的心是我们的所能。
So when we look at the scripture, we have to understand, having the same mindset as Jesus is what we can do.
耶稣基督他的心是我们这个能力的泉源。
And having the same mindset is the foundation of what we can do.
我们知道在教会里边，当我们来去汇聚的时候呢，汇聚着不同属灵生命程度的弟兄姐妹。
And we know when we gather in a church, every brother and sister have their own different spiritual level.
所以呢，我们在这样一个光景里边，我们更需要呢，来去呼召我们的众弟兄姐妹，不论我们的生命的光景是如何，更要以耶稣基督的心为心。
And because of our different spiritual walk in the church, we have to come together and have the same mindset as Lord Jesus and working together.
当我们来去做思想、做决策、做行动的时候，我们来去问耶稣你要怎么样做？当我们来去这样问的时候，我相信我们的心思意念就会顺服在圣灵的引导底下。
When we think of a strategy, we may make a decision when we actually move forward and we come together, think about how the Lord Jesus will do, we will come into the same conclusion.
第二方面呢，我们从保罗所看到的，他告诉我们，耶稣基督的形象是我们的所事。
And the second is, the form of God is what we can be.
所事是一个什么样的意思呢？
What does it mean, by what we can be?
保罗在这边告诉我们两个的所事。
And Paul mentioned about the two things that we can be.
一方面呢，他告诉我们耶稣基督是神的形象。
And first thing is Jesus has the form of God.
另外一方面呢，他告诉我们耶稣基督是一个奴仆的形象。
And the second thing is Jesus Christ has the form of a slave.
这提醒着我们在今天我们一起的同心合意来去建造教会，来去跟从耶稣脚步行的时候呢，两个我们的所事。
So it is reminding us when we are building up the church together and when we are following Jesus, it's the two things that we can be, or the two forms that we can be.
最近呢，我在为到一个教会来去祷告的时候呢，我听同工他们分享他们教会的一些的遇到的纷争和状况。
So when I was praying for church recently, I hear about the disagreements amongst the co-workers in that church.
然后呢，当这个我看到这个同工在这样一种的争执当中的时候呢，他们最深的一种的这种的 resentment 啊，一种的最深的一种的这个不高兴是什么呢？
And during the co-worker's argument, the biggest resentment is,
就是说为什么这个你能够表达你的意见，而我就不能够表达我的意见？
The biggest resentment is why you can express your feelings and thoughts and I cannot express mine.
我想呢，这是在常常我们来去一起建造教会当中的时候呢，我们所面对的挑战和需要去克服的问题。
And this is actually a challenge and the things that we have to face when we build up a church together.
但是今天的圣经告诉我们，我们如果是以耶稣基督的形象是我们所事的时候，我们就能够找到这些的问题解决的突破点在哪里。
And when we have the form of Jesus, then we will be able to have a breakthrough point when we build up the church together.
保罗来去告诉我们，当我们来去回到耶稣基督，他这个他是神的形象这样一个的看见当中的时候。
When we have the understanding that Jesus has the form of God.
我们在我们生命当中彼此的建造当中，我们就不是在想如何是用我自己的影响力来去影响你，影响我们对方弟兄姐妹。
Then we will understand we're not going to see how we are going to affect each other.
而是我们如何回到神的这样的一个他自己的心意和形象当中。
We will learn to return to God and have the same mindset and same form of God.
除了这样之外呢，保罗要告诉我们，耶稣基督他取了奴仆的形象。
On top of that, Paul also reminds us that Jesus has the form of a slave as well.
这样一个奴仆的形象告诉我们，我们在这样一个教会当中的这个一起的生活的话，就是为了彼此的服侍，彼此的建造。
In the form of a slave, it's reminding us in a church, we are to serve each other, serve the other person.
所以当保罗使用到这样初期教会这样一首颂赞的诗歌的时候，他就告诉我们，这位的耶稣基督，他有人的形象，就自己卑微，存心顺服，以至于死，且死在十字架上边。
So Paul is using this to remind the early church and us as well that.Jesus, being born in human likeness, he humbled himself and became obedient to the point of death, even death on a cross.
从这样的一个经文里边，我们看到我们在今天，这个真是每一位的弟兄姐妹，在教会里边的弟兄姐妹，我们都要去学习一个谦卑的道理，就是学习去做仆人。
So from this, we understand that as Christians, we need to humble ourselves and learn how to serve in the form of a slave.
我们每个人都很这个不喜欢按着我们的人性的不喜欢去做仆人的。
being human, having our human mindsets, we don't like to be a slave.
我们都愿意去做主人的。
We all want to be the owner or the master.
保罗从他的这样的神对他的这个漠视当中看到耶稣基督给我们的这样的生命的榜样，确实让我们在仆人当中来去活出一个生命的影响力。
So Paul is using the end times, using the using Jesus as a representation, how to live out a slave-like form.
这是这个一个仆人的影响力是一个非常 paradoxical, 非常吊诡的一个的想法。
The effect of a slave, it's a very paradoxical effect.
为什么一个仆人他能够发挥生命的影响力呢？
How can a slave have a life-changing effect?
一个仆人又如何能够发挥他的影响力呢？
And how does a slave bring that out?
保罗告诉我们三点。
Paul tells us these 3 points.
他告诉我们一个仆人的影响力，一个领导力，他是透过谦卑虚己而发挥出来的。
The first is to humble himself, humility.
谦卑虚己是什么意思？
What does it mean to be humble?
谦卑虚己不仅仅是我们在这个外表上边一份的谦和而已。
It does not only mean physically looking humble.
我们可能在外表上面非常谦和，但是心里边可以骄傲得很。
We can look very humble on the outside, but extremely prideful within.
但是我们从耶稣基督这个谦卑虚己里边学到的这个真正的虚己呢，却不是这样子。
But from Jesus, we know that that's not the truth. Just looking humble on the outside.
谦卑虚己意味着我们向神来去一个很大的顺服。
It actually means to be completely obedient towards the Lord.
同时呢，我们向这个人呢有一个学习去聆听，去专心的去聆听。
And we learn to listen to others, to the people around us.
同时呢，我们在这样一个的聆听当中呢，我们愿意去摆下自己的这种的喜好呢，来去为到神的工作呢，来去服侍。
And by listening, we put down our own likes and dislikes and go with what the other person's needs are.
所以我们看到一个仆人的领导力，他有他谦卑虚己的生命，也有存心顺服的生命。
So the leadership of a slave, they actually have the humility to humble themselves and also have a listening ear towards others and be obedient to them, to other people.
这样一个存心顺服是什么的意思呢？
What does it mean to be obedient to others?
我们想到耶稣基督他自己给我们设立的榜样。
And we look at the example that Lord Jesus has given us.
保罗他自己约翰呢曾经为到这样一个存心顺服以至于死呢做了一个非常好的注解。
Apostle John actually had this great explanation about being completely, completely obedient.
他提到上帝对世人的爱。
And John mentioned about the love of God to people, to humans.
上帝如此爱他自己所做的这个创造。
How much God loved his creation.
上帝看万物各从其类成为美好。
He looked at, God looked at everything and it was all good.
上帝看他自己从尘土中的这个所造的人，当他把他这个生命的气息吹进这个尘土中所造的人的时候，这个人在他眼中看为何等的宝贝和尊贵。
And the man that he created from dust, and the breath that he has breathed into human, he looked at them, and they are precious to him.
但是他所造的这样的一个人，却是最背逆他、最伤害他的这个造物，创造物。
However,The one that he loves the most is the most disobedient to him.
但是呢，神并不因为人对他的悖逆、对他的伤害、对他的反叛而停止对这样一个受造物的这个所爱。
However, God did not stop loving the man that he created who was completely disobedient and going against his will. He did not stop loving them.
他愿意把他所造的万有都托付在这样一个让他自己最伤心欲绝的这个创造物当中。
He is still willing to give everything that he has created to this man who hurts him the most.
他为了解决这样一个悖论的时候呢，他就赐下了独生的爱子，叫一切信他的不至灭亡，反得永生。
And in order to save this a sinful man, he sent his one and only son so that none would perish. All will be saved.
直到保罗在今天他提到了这个耶稣基督的这样一个对我们的榜样的时候，告诉我们一件事情：我们如何在这个世代当中能够来去跟从耶稣的脚踪而行。
So then Paul uses the example of Lord Jesus to help us understand how we follow his footsteps in this life.
来去能够这个用我们这样一个仆人的生命呢，来去活出耶稣基督的形象和样式。And
to take the form of a slave to live out like Lord Jesus.
所以我们看到了谦卑虚己、存心顺服和牺牲之爱。 对我们能够一起跟从主呢，是多么的重要。So
we see the importance of humility, obedience, and sacrificial love. How important those three things are in order for us to follow Lord.
教会除了来去行耶稣要我们所行的这个所能之事，not
only church should act on the things that we are able to do.
教会，这个保罗不单只告诉我们，我们要以耶稣基督的形象成为我们所事之处。And
Paul is not only telling us to have the forms that we can be.
他不单只告诉我们，我们要效法这样一个仆人的生命、仆人的领导力，来成为我们的行动，成为我们所行。And
we are to also have this form of a slave to act out in our daily lives.
他也告诉我们，我们要在这个世代当中要活出神的荣耀，因为荣耀神是我们之所活，是我们的生活。And
Paul is also once again reminding us the things that we should live out, and that is to bring glory to the Lord, glorifying God.
所以在这个世代当中，神的教会如何来去跟从耶稣基督的脚踪而行？
So then, in this day and age, how church should follow the footsteps of Lord Jesus?
我们知道有三样事情。So
we know there are three things.
这都是我们都非常熟悉的事情。And
these are things that we are very familiar with.
第一就是更专心地向上来去敬拜。And
that is to focus more on worshiping above.
我们看到，当这位牺牲的主死在十字架上面的时候，神家将他升为至高，又赐给他那超乎万民之上的名。We
know, we know that when the Lord Jesus died on the cross, he has been given the name above all names.
所以在我们每一周来到神面前的时候，我们要更专注地把我们的心思意念来到向上的崇拜的生命当中。So
therefore, every week when we come to worship the Lord, we have to focus and really worship above and giving all the glory to the Lord.
但是同样呢，他告诉一个跟随耶稣脚踪而行的教会是什么呢？他要更向外地来去传扬。
And Paul is saying, church who follow Lord Jesus' step, we need to preach and proclaim outward to the people around.
向上崇拜之时呢，我们同时呢要向外来去传扬。
While we worship fully above, we also need to evangelize and preach outward.
叫一切在天上、地上和地底下的都因耶稣的名无不屈膝、无不口称耶稣基督为主。
So that at the name of Jesus, every knee should bend in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord.
我们刚开始，一开始的时候，我们来看到我们所身处这个世代当中。
In the beginning, when we look at our current state in this world.
我们说这个世代呢，充满了各样的这种的动荡和不安。
We see that this world is full of volatility and turmoil.
但是在这样一个动荡不安的时代里边呢，神却兴起教会，要成为这个世代当中的希望所在。
And in the time of uncertainty, the Lord is bringing up churches to be a hope, to everyone.
在好多年前，我就听到这样一个呼声说，我们的教会在这个世代当中要成为世界的希望。
Many years ago, I hear this voice in my head that says, Church, we are the hope of the nations.
我们实在是需要在这个重动荡的时代里边来去跟得上上帝对我们教会的旨意所在。
And in the time of uncertainty, we need to follow and be able to keep up with the Lord's will for the churches.
复活节很快就到了。
Easter is coming really quickly.
下个礼拜就是我们一起来去庆祝复活节的日子。
Next Sunday is the time that we celebrate Easter.
我们年复一年的来到这个教会当中来去庆祝复活节，这只是一个这个宗教徒的这个例行公事吗？
Every year, year after year, we come to celebrate Easter. Is that just a formality?
我想我们实在不是这样一个只是惯性的来到一个节气里边做一个庆祝而已。
I don't think it's just a simple formality for us every year.
每一年我们来到这个复活节的时候，它其实是告诉我们一件非常重要的事情。
Every year when we gather for Easter, it is telling us an important message.
就是说这复活的主就是我们的所能，是我们的所事，是我们的所活，是我们的所行。
It is actually telling us the resurrected Lord is what pushes us to do, to be, to act, and to live.
所以呢，最后呢，在今天我们一起来去思想这样的一个经文的时候呢，我希望这个复活节这样的一个英文字母来去对我们今天呢，这个活出这个所能所事所活所行的有所提醒。
I hope that the word Easter now would give you a different perspective that it can push us to do things and to be a certain way and act a certain way and live out.A certain way, just like the Lord Jesus.
就是当我们接受了这复活的信仰的时候呢，它带给我们有几个的重点，让我们去跟随的。
And when we receive the message of resurrection of Easter, there is a special message for us.
就像圣经这个保罗所说，这福音是神从前借众先知在圣经所应许。论到他儿子我主耶稣基督按肉体说他是从大卫后裔所生的按圣善的灵因从死里复活以大能显明是神的儿子。
Just like Romans chapter 1 verse 2 to 4 where it says which he promised beforehand through his prophets in the holy scriptures the gospel concerning his son who was descended from David according to the flesh.
所以这个复活的信仰呢，它要带给我们一个这个崭新的生命。
The resurrection, the gospel resurrection, it's giving us a new life.
这个崭新的生命呢，是让我们能够敢于去冒险的。
And this new life is giving us the opportunity to have entrepreneurship.
它让我们是成为互为肢体的。
And it is having us to be accountable.
它让我们能够既经历了这个圣灵在我们生命中的这种的改变和大能的。
And that the Holy Spirit can give us mighty power.
它要我们心意更新而变化，能够经历这种脱胎换骨的经历的。
And it is allowing us to have this transformation, total transformation.
这个复活的大能它驱动着我们内在的这种的生命呢像保罗那样来去 勇于去传扬基督的。
And it is giving us the power from within to be able to evangelize.
他也带给我们一个坚韧不拔的生命，面对任何的狂风巨浪，任何遇见任何的困难挑战的时候呢，我们都是如此的坚韧，能够一直向着标杆直跑的。
And when we face challenges and difficulties, we will have the resilience, towards it to face it.
我们很快来去看一下这几个的字对我们今天生命的提醒在哪里。
Let us look at each words and, what it's trying to, teach us.
这个信心，它是这个复活的信仰，复活的信心呢，是让我们来去敢于冒险的。
The resurrected faith is giving us the entrepreneurship.
这个字呢，听起来呢，好像好多很商业的感觉。
It seems very, very, very in a very finance way.
好像
business way.
好像 business way， 对它，但是呢，我们知道呢，这个字本身呢，它的真实的意思呢，就是敢于冒险的意思。
The actually the foundation of this word is means to take to be adventurous。
因为我们知道呢，复活的信仰呢，不是只是给我们买了一个永恒的保险而已。
Because we know it is not just like purchasing, for purchasing some security, insurance.
Yes, 这个，但是呢，我们看见的圣经是告诉我们说什么呢？在这个复活的信仰当中，神赐给我们不是一个胆怯的心，而是刚强、仁爱、谨守的心。
It is telling us in 2 Timothy verse 1-7, for God did not give us a spirit of cowardice, but rather a spirit of power and of love and of self-discipline.
我们一起来去这个。在组成一个教会的时候呢，其实我们想呢，我们很多的时候呢，很容易陷入在人的这个担心当中。
When we come together to form a church together, we often have our own, own challenges and, difficulties.
哎呀，我们做教会人数能不能够会增长啦？
We often worry about, that the number of attendees.
大家会不会这个有这个奉献的啦？
We worry about whether we'll have tithe.
这个有了奉献之后呢，我们够不够储蓄呢，来去聘请传道人的啦？
And when we have the tithe, do we have enough funds to ask for speakers? Invite speakers.
有了奉献之后呢，这个够不够这个储蓄呢，来去可以买一个更大的这个教会的产业来去帮助我们啦？
And when we have the tithing, do we have enough funds to purchase a new land for the church building?
有了产业之后呢，有没有这个足够的维护的基金呢，来去让这个产业可以将来可以继续保持下去的啦？
And when we purchase the church building, do we have enough funds to maintain it for future usage?
所以呢，我们自己呢，常常在做教会的时候呢，我们的心思意念呢，不知不觉呢，成为一群的胆怯的心。
And oftentimes when we come together, we become worrisome group.
信心呢，放置在能够为到将来的发展多买一些的保险，多买一些的保险，多买一些的保险。
And our faith is built upon us purchasing more insurance, more insurance, and more insurance.
但是弟兄姐妹，神呼召这样一个复活的信心，不是在买保险，是在为天国来去冒险，来去开拓。
Actually, brothers and sisters, when we have this resurrected faith, God is not telling us to purchase insurance and have insurance for future.
同样，这样一个复活的信心呢，是告诉我们是互为肢体的信心。
And this resurrected faith is also a faith that needs to be accountable.
一个宣教的教会不是一个独行侠的闯荡。
A church, evangelical church, is not.Not a church that works on its own.
而是这个互为肢体的一个团队。
It is a team that actually relies on each other.
因为我们知道当神呼召我们来去相聚在一起的时候，我们是在这样一个末后的时代当中来去征战。
We know that when we come together, we are fighting, in the end of times.
使徒彼得提醒我们在这个世代当中，我们一起来去这个 教会一起来去跟随耶稣的脚踪而行的时候呢，是务要谨守警醒，因为呢，我们的仇敌魔鬼的他像吼叫的狮子呢，遍地游行，寻找可吞吃的人。
Apostle Peter tells us, for the end of the times, discipline yourselves, keep alert, like a roaring lion, your adversary, the devil, prowls around, looking for someone to devour.
所以呢，保罗才说，你们务要警醒，在真道上站立得稳，要做大丈夫，要刚强。
So therefore, Paul says in 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 13, says food is meant for the stomach and the stomach for food, and God will destroy both one and the other. The body is meant for fornication, but the Lord and the Lord for the body.
对不起，我这个打错这个经文的出处，应该是哥林多前书16:13，打少了一个字。所以在这边的时候呢，来告诉我们呢，保罗说我们务要警醒，在真道上站立得稳呢，要做大丈夫刚强的时候呢，他是不只是指一个人啊在那边警醒，他是在讲教会作为一个征战的群体，我们是互为肢体的，互相的警醒，互相的守护，互相的来去鼓励，在这个时代当中做刚强的教会。
The verse is actually from 1 Corinthians 16:13. Keep alert, stand firm in your faith, be courageous and be strong. Basically, telling us we need to rely on each other, be accountable for each other, and guard one another.
所以呢，我们知道一件事情，在这个时代里边呢，我们能够要有这样的能力的时候呢，真是不是要靠，不是能够靠着自己能够得到的。
In order for us to have this mindset and be strong and courageous, we cannot be on our own.
不管我们是多么的这个啊，有这个学问。
It doesn't matter how educated we are.
无论我们有多高的这种的学历。
And doesn't matter what diplomas we have.
不过不论是我们在这个世界上面有多么好的这个事业的成就。
It doesn't matter how great our career is.
但是我们来去一起的同心合意建造教会的时候呢，我们就发现这一切在世界上面的人看来是很有能力的东西呢，在教会里边是不 work 的。
We know that it doesn't matter how great everything is in your life, it does not work in the spiritual realm.
为什么不能够这个有用呢？不能够发挥它的效用呢？
How come it cannot work the same way?
因为教会是基督的身体。
Because church is a body of Christ.
唯有我们活在这个耶稣基督圣灵大能的引导当中，这个教会它才能够活过来。
Only when we are under the wings of the Lord, the church can revive.
我们今天在实在是需要呢，来去好好的思想圣灵在我们当中工作是如何的进行。
We really have to ponder on how the Holy Spirit works in each and every one of our lives.
今天很多灵恩运动的问题是把圣灵的工作不是讲的这个讲的完全了，而是讲的太过狭窄的。
And nowadays, the work of Holy Spirit is being taught very limited.
但是呢，我们从圣经的教导里边看见圣灵的工作是做什么呢？他把属神的人装备好，可以完成各样的善工。
What the Holy Spirit does is that so that everyone who belongs to God may be proficient, equipped for every good work.
神的这个圣灵的工作在我们的这个情感。在我们的意志，在我们的思想当中大大的工作。
In our physical being, in our minds, the Holy Spirit is working in miraculous ways.
神赐给我们不是一个胆怯的心，乃是刚强、仁爱、谨守的心。
The Lord is not giving us a fearful heart, but a heart that is that stands firm, full of love.
所以当我们来在今天来思想这样一个复活节的信仰，复活的信仰的时候呢，我最后这个一个字呢要跟大家讲讲到呢，就是这个脱胎换骨 transformation 这个字。
And when we continue with resurrected faith, we think of the word transformation.
我想到这个脱胎换骨这样的一个心意更新的事情的时候呢，我就想到了在我年轻的时候呢所唱的一首的诗歌。
When I think of transformation, I think of a song that I sang when I was in my early years.
在今天呢，好像不多的人来去唱这样一首的诗歌。
Not many people sing this hymn anymore.
因为听起来呢是好压榨。
Because it sounds very, very heavy.
就是说呢，这个时候说，他说你若不压这个橄榄成渣，它就不能成油；你若不投葡萄入榨呢，它就不能变成酒。啊，你若不提炼这个拿达成膏呢，它就不留芬芳啊。
It's basically saying if you don't press the olive, it cannot produce olive oil. If you don't ferment grapes, it cannot turn into wine. And if you don't press the specific ointments, it will not be able to become a perfume.
谢谢听到翻译，非常这个及时的翻译。所以呢，我们看到了这个，但是呢，很长时间我唱这首歌的时候，我觉得很好听，但是不受用。
I often hear the song, I like it, but it's not very beneficial.
直到呢，我有一次在这个圣地来去做一些的这个研究学习的时候呢，我看到这个橄榄，在这个橄榄的那个槽子里边被压榨的时候呢，这首歌呢就对我突然明白了好多好多。
It didn't seem very practical until I actually saw the olives being pressed into oil.
我们知道今天好多人喜欢喝橄榄油。
I know that many people like olive oil.
啊，特别是初榨的橄榄油。
Especially when it just came out fresh.
但是我们知道这个橄榄油它是来自于这个橄榄，对不对？这个橄榄树的这个结果的结的果实。
We know that olive oil came from olive trees.
我就在这个榨橄榄的这个磨坊里边，看着这个一颗颗的橄榄，在这个大的石磨上边来去磨啊磨啊，从这个很漂亮的这个橄榄核呢，变成一堆的这个渣子。
I actually witnessed olive being pressed into olive oil, it being pressed around and round and round, and seeing the beautiful olive turning into being pressed into oil.
这个渣子的变成一种的，就像类似泥浆这样的一个情况之后呢，这个变成一种的液体。
And because it's being pressed over and over, the liquid slowly come out of the olive.
当这个液体呢，它上边慢慢浮出来，最这个橄榄里边最精华的这个部分的时候呢，就成为我们所说的这个橄榄油。
And the liquid that slowly come out and it slowly form into an oil which is on the top, and that's the olive oil that we take.
那个复活的信仰呢，它是要经过与耶稣基督的同死同埋葬而活出这样一种的芬芳的生命的。
A resurrected faith, we have to die with Jesus, be buried with him, and then resurrect with him together.
保罗说，你们受洗归入基督的，就是披戴基督了。
And Paul says, those who have died with Christ, we resurrect with the life of Christ.
保罗说，我已经与基督同钉十字架，现在活着的不再是我，乃是基督在我里面活着。
And Paul says, I have been crucified with Christ, and it is no longer I who live, but Christ who lives in me.
所以圣灵的内住呢，在我们的生命当中，不单只是来去呵护我们，安慰我们，保护我们。
So the Holy Spirit is not there to just protect us and care for us.
他也管教我们，压制我们，甚至呢，来去割裂我们。
It is also there to discipline us, to rebuke us.
但是你放心一件事情。
But you don't have to worry.
生命中神对我们的管教，神对我们的压榨，这绝对是好的管教，好的压榨。
You don't have to worry. You have to understand that the discipline and the rebuking that the Lord gives us is always for our own good.
当我们愿意来去，哎，就算自己生命中最深的这种管教，最深的这个痛苦当中来去注目看耶稣的时候，耶稣会把我们生命中那清香的生命呢，来去提炼出来。
Our deepest disciplines, our deepest sorrows, when we fix our eyes on Jesus, he will be able to bring the best perfume, the best scent of our lives.
教会也是这样。
And churches are the same way.
当我们的教会在整个的这个成长的过程当中遇见了困难，遇见了失败，遇见了这种的割裂，遇见了痛苦的时候，这也是上帝来去压榨我们，管教我们，提炼我们，转变我们的时间。
In the process of growth of our church, when we face difficulties, challenges, disputes, it is actually the Lord Jesus, teaching us and building us up.
啊，所以呢，在今天呢，我们来去一起啊，思想教会跟随耶稣的脚踪而行。最后呢，我做一个结论。
And I will want to give a conclusion for the topic of following the Lord Jesus' footsteps.
就是说，在这个世代当中，教会唯一的出路，教会唯一的出路。
And that is the only path for churches at this day and age.
就是以耶稣基督的心意为我们的心意。
And that is to have the same mindset as Christ Jesus.
以上帝的旨意呢为我们的意志。
And the will of the Lord, be the will of us.
上帝的旨意，耶稣的心意是什么样的心意？
The will of the Lord and the mindset of, and the will of Jesus, what is it like?
你看到这个字叫做广传福音这四个字。
And you, the thing that you see on the PowerPoint says evangelism.
圣经没有一个字称他的神的子民叫做平信徒，是不是？
There is no, no biblical word that says you're a plain believer, plain disciple.
我常常觉得我自己的读经还读得不够精。如果我在哪一页漏掉了，看到圣经里边说啊，你们被拣选是成为一群的平信徒，请你告诉我，请你来去指教我。
I might have missed.Is saying that we are plain disciples. If I missed it, please let me know.
但是我看到的圣经里边是什么呢？当你们就是我们这一群蒙召的人来到主面前的时候，就像活石被建造成灵宫，做圣洁的祭司。
What I read is, when you are come before the Lord, you are like the living rocks, being built, to be a holy priest.
我看到的是使徒彼得说，你们是被拣选的族类，是有君尊的祭司，是圣洁的国度，是属神的子民。
What I hear is Peter saying, you are the chosen ones, you are an honorable priest, you are a kingdom of holiness, you are the son of God, you are the people of God.
所以呢，当我们拥有这样的身份，拥有这样的呼召的时候呢，他要他的教会是做什么呢？去宣扬那召你们出黑暗入奇妙光明者的美德。
And when we have this title, we are to proclaim about the one who brought you out of darkness into the light.
所以呢，在这个世代当中，我们在我们迎向这个复活节的时候呢，我祈求神呢，兴起我们主爱之家的弟兄姐妹。
When we are facing, when we are approaching Easter, I pray that God would revive House of Christ love.
教会最需要的就是在这个福音的生命当中那种的坚韧不拔的生命。
And that is to have a life of resilience.
我们今天已经活在一个叫做 OMO 的侍奉时代。
We are in an OMO worshiping style.
什么叫做 OMO?
What does it mean to have OMO?
就是说 on-site merge online 的时代。
On-site merge online worship style.
就是说我们这个世界的什么叫做连接呢？已经不仅仅是在讲一个地方的一个点的连接。
this, it is not a connection between a site versus another site, a place versus another place.
这个我们这个从点连成线，从线连成面，从面连成一个网络的服饰的时代。
And that is going from an on-site, meaning face-to-face, merging into online worship, online worship style.
如果我们只是画地为牢的这样来去思考这个服饰的生命，满足不了这个神在这个世代当中对他教会的呼召啊。
We're only focused on being on site in one specific location, worshiping style. We would not be able to meet up the expectation that the Lord has for us.
感谢主，我们主爱之家在好早的时候就有这样的看见，这样的连接。
Thank the Lord that House of Christ Love has this connection of merging on site and online together.
感谢主，我们在这个过去这么多年里边啊，虽然我对大家是好心的一个牧者，但是我听老牧师听我们其他同工说，我们就一起的在过去的时间有好多组里边的这种的服饰和配搭。
Even though I'm newer to your church, but I hear from Pastor Low, how much connection we had with House of Christ Love throughout the past years.
在这个我们刚举行完的这个培灵布道大会的时候呢，我们就在呼召这个时代当中，更多的弟兄姐妹起来，能够让我们这每一个的事工就像一颗颗的珍珠被串成一条的链子一样，在这个时代同心合意的服侍主。
In this past evangelical meeting, the calling that we have for brothers and sisters is that we should be like pearls connecting one another and becoming a nice jewelry.
大家看到这个图片上边呢，在我的左边呢，我们看到角声宣教士大楼正在一层一层的向上建造当中。
And we see on the PowerPoint that a CCHC is the building is going one level and higher and higher being built.
这个地方呢，将用作呢，我们来去训练这个时代城市宣教士的一个的这个大楼。
And that building is being used as a class for city missionary school.
在我的右边呢，你看到的这个地方叫做 Eddy Farm.
On the right hand side is Eddy Farm.
距离这个主爱之家呢，只有50分钟的路程。
It is only 50 minutes away from House of Christ Love.
这告诉我们是什么呢？就是在整个的 Upstate New York 有一个好大的宣教的合场呢，在这个世代当中呢，我们需要来去连接，来去回应主在这个时代当中福音的使命。
It is telling us that in the Upstate New York area, we have a big missionary field that we need to connect with one another.
在这个世代当中，谁来去跟从主的呼召呢？
And this day and age, who is to follow the calling of Lord Jesus?
让我在今天结束这个信息的时候，来去向你的生命发出邀请和呼召。
And the end of my sermon, I am giving you the invitation.
你今天在这个职场当中可以成为一个宣教者，职场骑兵就是你。
And that is you are the chosen one to share the gospel in the work field.
你在这个世代当中，你如果说啊，我已经进入到60岁了啊，这个人生下半场，这个宣教的 evangelist， 宣教的骑兵就是你。
And if you say you're in your 60s, then I would tell you the second half of life, you are the missionary.
啊，你今天生活在城郊也好，生活在城市里边也好，我要告诉你。跟随耶稣的脚踪而行的人，就是那一群在城市当中来去愿意宣讲福音的人。城市的宣教骑兵就是你。
And if you work in the city area, I want you to know that you are the one to follow Lord Jesus' step, and you are the mission for that.
啊，你如果今天在说啊，我还在带孩子，在家庭里边都这个足不出户，都走不出这个家门。好，感谢主，这个亲子的这个福音教练就是你。
And if you're saying you have young children at home, you can't even go out, then congratulations, I want to tell you, you are the mission for your children.
起来接受装备。
Let's get up and be equipped.
在这个世代当中，神要装备你，成为圣洁，合乎主用。
Get up and be ready. God wants to equip you and use you.
感谢主，愿主的话语呢，装备我们，成为这个世代当中的得胜者。
Thank the Lord. May His word equip us to succeed in this day and age.